Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take D.C., We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. Sports writers, we're two sports buffoons.
That's pretty accurate.
And I'm okay with that.
Covino.
Hey.
And Rich, what's up?
Here to have a good time. Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox, the most inclusive show on Fox Sports Radio, according to us, because, quite frankly, I want to hear what you have to say about Fernando Tatis.
Oh, breaking news we're going to get to in just a second,
yeah.
But I'm reading my notes here.
Yeah, you got notes?
Filling in for the Odd Couple? Is it a funky Flashback Friday?
Hell yeah.
Is that why you're wearing those weak-ass shorts?
Is that why you got your kid in play haircut?
Oh, snap.
All right,
ain't going to hurt nobody.
We're going to talk about Jimmy G today. Deshaun Watson, did he apologize?
Oh, wait,
or is it a weak-ass apology?
My notes
Jimmy.
Are wrong because I wrote Randy Watson. It's not Randy Watson?
No, it's Deshaun Watson.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
All right.
We'll get to Deshaun. And it has to do with lack of remorse. I want to talk Little League World Series, a rude interview with Carson Wentz. There's a lot that went down, but Fernando Tatis Jr., man, talk about a week to 2 weeks of emotions for San Diego Padres fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You win the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You get Juan Soto. You get Bell. You
You win maybe, like Tom Brady says, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. You don't know until it's all written out.
Hey, Maybe. Jury, you got a ton of people at the deadline, right? And everyone, including Vegas, increased the odds of the Padres to go all the way. Fast forward 1 week later, Fernando Tatis, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr., who we're expecting back, what, any day or week now?
Yeah.
Violated MLB's performance-enhancing drug policy and is facing a suspension. That, combined with the Padres being what? They've won like a game or so with the new crew. So, not going according to plan so far for the San Diego Padres.
Not so good. Robert, what's the update here?
It is official now. No longer according to Jeff Passan. This is official, 80-game suspension.
80? What?
Wow, that's big news, man. Sorry, Padres fans.
Yo, that is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
B-na-na-na-nas.
Man.
You know what, though, man?
Forget the lineup that we were all fearing in the playoffs. Every Mets fan and every Dodgers fan, you know what their one fear was? Besides a terrible injury? Besides DeGrom and Scherzer not being there in October? Every Mets fan and every Dodgers fan fear was, oh, man, what if we have to play a divisional round against a lineup with Soto, Tatis Jr., Bell, Drury, all these guys? And now,
stacked, yeah.
I mean, this is big news. So, Fernando Tatis Jr., 80 games.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, to make it clear for the Odd Couple fans, again, we're Covino and Rich. We usually do Fox Sports Sunday. We've been working together for a long time.
Yeah.
Some of you know, Rich is a Mets guy. So I do want to know how you feel about this. Rich is a hardcore Mets guy. I'm a Yankees guy. We're from the East Coast. We're out here in L.A. Now, I don't think of this as a nanny-nanny, poof-poof sort of scenario. Like, ha-ha, you know, you lost your guy. I think this is bad for baseball.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, we're talking a high-profile player, huge expectations, a high-profile team. Like, the magnifying glass was on the Padres right now. All attention's on the Padres. And then this news comes out, that's just bad for baseball. That's bad business.
It's not good.
And when you take a guy like of his caliber out of the game, everybody loses. 80 games?
I agree with you. I have friends
even
that,
as a Mets fan, you do agree.
I have dirtbag friends.
I find that hard to believe, to be honest.
I mean, we all have dirtbag friends, right? I have dirtbag friends that...
Oh, no, I believe that. I don't believe that you're not secretly happy about it as a Mets guy.
I have dirtbag friends that are okay rooting for injuries, which I think is dirtbag slimeball behavior. You never want to see a guy on another team get hurt.
Of course not, no.
But you know what? Steroids or testing positive for Clusterball? That's what they're saying. He tested positive for Clusterball? A banned performance-enhancing substance. If that's the case, that's self-inflicted. So I... Got to be honest, I'm a little happy as a National League fan.
Right.
It's not good for baseball, but self-induced. This is not like, yo, he stubbed his toe and he's out another month.
This is big, big news. Official news. Official news. Fernando Tatis Jr. out. 80 games suspended. Bam! What are your thoughts? You know, I'm letting it sink in, letting it simmer. 877-99 on Fox. If you're on social media, I'll pull up to Twitter. Everything at Covino and Rich. C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich on social media. But I'd have to say I'm thinking of my Padres fans, and they have to be shaking their heads right now.
Oh,
you know, think of your Padres friends. We have a few, and a lot came out of the woodwork, right?
I was going to say, I don't know many people root for the Padres.
Well,
I know a lot of people that would love to live in San Diego, but it's, you know, Padres.
You have the few that you could think of, and, you know, there's still a lot of fans out there. There's Tatis Jr. fans, no doubt, that are shaking their head like,
I think the last time I met
a
Padres fan, I think Tony Gwynn was playing.
What's the real feeling, though? Look, no one wants a cheater, right? But, you know, back in the 90s, we did have this feeling about baseball. We're like, yeah, everybody's doing it. Who cares? We all know.
Yeah.
We know these guys are juiced up. We know Barry Bonds is on the juice. Like, now is your feeling that of, come on, man, you should know better, or, yeah, I get it. People are still trying to get the edge.
A little
in
bit of that. You know what? I think of it like smoking cigarettes. Back in the day, so many people smoked cigarettes. Like, you had buddies, family members, your dad would be smoking in the car with you.
Yeah.
Fast forward 20, 30, 40 years, you're a grown up and you're like, man, if someone starts smoking now,
you know the ramifications.
It's like, what a terribly poor habit to pick up now. We know.
You know it's bad for you.
We know it's bad. Like, more kids smoke weed than cigarettes now.
We saw the truth campaign. We get it.
It's almost like, yeah, I mean, you've seen guys get caught. You just got caught after seeing Robbie Cano, among others.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, Rich. And you got to realize that these performance-enhancing drugs are always one step ahead of the tests. And if this guy's on the juice and he's doing what he can to get the edge, what's to say that everybody's not doing that? We just don't know. And that's just part of the game.
I hear you. And no one thinks they're going to get caught, right?
It's exactly. Like,
think about relationships.
Is going to catch up with
every guy that's cheating on his wife.
Whoa, what? You're what?
Oh, I'm saying every guy out there cheating on their wife.
I thought you were confessing to something.
None of them think they're going to get caught or want to get caught. Every woman up to no good. She doesn't think her man will find out. Anyone doing any type of performance-enhancing drugs, whether it be in the octagon, the ring, the baseball field, the football field, no one thinks they're going to get caught or they wouldn't do it.
So here's what I'm thinking right now. Remember when the Spider-Tech thing was a thing for a minute and Garrett Cole's like, oh, yeah, to be honest, I have nothing to really say about this. You know, I'm he was making his awkward statements. And everyone was looking at pictures like Garrett Cole. Are the floodgates going to now open up again on this?
No, I think it's an isolated.
You think it's an listen. That's what I don't believe. You think he's the only guy?
He was fighting.
Give me a break.
He was fighting back. I think he was fighting back from injury.
I don't believe that at all. Think he's the only dude?
No, I don't think he's the only dude.
Well, that's why where there's smoke, there's fire. So there's going to be some guy who's going to be out there investigating.
At any given moment, there's athletes in every sport probably abusing something they're not supposed to. My point is, if you rewind, how did the Missy Elliott thing? You're gonna.
I want to hear you do it.
Flip it and reverse it.
Nuring like a freaking lamp, yam yam.
It's very good. It's fantastic. Take it back to your Yankees. Number 38, if I remember correctly. No, I'm sorry, 48. No, 46.
Are you talking about Andy Pettit?
Yeah, 46,
46.
Right? 46, yeah. Number 46, Andy Pettit.
Now pitching, number 46, Andy Pettit. Number 46.
Andy Pettit was on the rebound from injury and got caught.
Right.
Maybe this is a Tatis Jr. Maybe the explanation and his statement will eventually be, man, I was really anxious to get back out there with my teammates. And
I was doing everything I can.
I'm doing everything I can
to get healthy
again. And I crossed the line, and I'm sorry to the fans.
We'll play down like I took something to speed up my recovery, and I didn't know. And
he'll play. I mean, listen, I can't speak on behalf of Tatis Jr., but I think his best bet is to have a combination of.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of MLB players shaking in their cleats right now, like, oh no, because again. This might be one of those unspoken baseball things.
I don't think it's the beginning of something.
Yeah, a lot of people might be taking that stuff. I don't know.
I don't think it's the beginning of something.
Right, well,
I think
let's hope not.
I think it's one superstar got popped.
Look, this isn't some regular play. This is a superstar player. I don't know. Maybe you don't follow baseball. This is a big deal. And everyone was excited about his return heading into the playoff team, the Padres. They got Soto for that lineup. This is a major letdown.
Did I forget to say Machado before also? Jeez.
You left out Manny Machado?
How dare I?
How dare you? So we're Covino and Rich with the late breaking news here on Fox Sports Radio. In for the Odd Couple. Want to go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to your feedback at Covino and Rich and also 877-99 on Fox. Thomas in Idaho, your reaction, 80 games for Tatis Jr. My thought, there'll be a statement and it has to do with I didn't necessarily know what I was taking. I apologize to the fans. I was anxious to get back out there, and I'm sorry I let you down. That I feel like that's written already. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, so just driving home from work, heard the news, and heard you guys' take that maybe some National League fans will be happy about this. As a longtime Dodgers fan, I'm actually a little bit bummed out. It's kind of fun beating up on little brother, and I was hoping to do it with a full lineup in the postseason. Now it's kind of just like picking on the kid sister. Nobody likes doing that.
You know what? It's sort of like playing a team in the NFL playoffs and they're starting quarterbacks out.
Yeah, it's just not as satisfying as a
like
fan.
Like if you
I'm still going to be still going to be loving the World Series run.
Of course. You're going to love it when your Dodgers play my Mets. Hopefully that'll be a battle. But you're right. You don't want to play. Yeah, you'll take the win, but you don't want to play the Packers with Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. That's sort of a cheapy win.
Major, major letdown.
Thanks, Thomas.
For the Padres fans. And like I said before, to back up Thomas, just all of baseball in general. Yeah. You're not getting the full squad now.
Brandon in St. Louis. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, I'm a baseball historian, been watching baseball since I can remember, and I hate to see that, man. All of that talent, is it really necessary? I think about A-Rod, Ortiz, about Manny Ramirez, Barry Bonds. It's just sad, man,
Brandon,
to have that natural talent to go down the drain, man.
Two things we need to keep in mind. We don't know all the details. We don't know his side of the story, right? So we got to be fair about that, and it does make you think – you know, exactly what you're thinking, but it also makes you think how competitive it really is and the lengths that these players are willing to go to make it in this game. You know, we're talking a guy who's already one of the greatest, but still has to do that to get that edge.
Everyone is looking for an edge.
Right.
Brandon, just the other day, we were talking about how Aaron Rodgers is tripping balls on ayahuasca, you know, trying to get his mental health in the right space to perform. Everyone's looking for a mental advantage and a physical advantage.
Because
and especially
professional sports are that competitive.
Especially with the expectation of Tatis coming back, playoff caliber team, adding Soto. I'm just speaking out of speculation. My guess is he wanted to get back in there and did anything necessary and got caught.
And although that's wrong,
bummer.
It's more understandable. You know, I can't justify his actions if that's the case. But again, that's the story as we know it.
I don't want to be judgmental.
We can only speculate.
Everyone in the room,
right?
Alex, Rob, Covino, me. Can we all say that we've never cheated on a woman, cheated on a test, cheated on? Has everyone at least admit that everyone's cheated on something in their life?
I mean, on
yeah, that's
on
fair.
Something,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, this is big stakes for Tatis Jr., but you know, let's not act like we're all innocent. I met Covino, and he had a theory. When I first met Covino, we were in our 20s.
Yeah,
he used to say, "No ring on the finger, my junk could linger." He also told a girl once, "If my socks stay on, it's not cheating." So.
I don't know about the second one.
So, I'm just saying,
I mean,
none of us are perfect.
In my defense, I was in my I'm a much better man.
You're a grown
now.
Man now, I know. But I'm just saying.
By the way, those are my theories. Rich followed those theories.
I
came up with them.
I thought they were good theories.
I mean, if you're going to call me out, I'm going to call you out.
I thought they were good theories. There was a kid in my class, Joe Romano. I used to look at his Scantron, CCBAC. Come on, so let's not make it sound like we're all righteous. However, performance-enhancing drugs on a major league level, when fans and an organization relies on you, you done messed up, Tatis Jr. But you know what? I think we all forgive eventually.
Does this count, Rich? I think everybody listening at one point, right, was losing a game of Tecmo Ball or RBI Baseball or something like that. And right before their little brother or their friend was about to beat them, you hit the reset button with your toe and it didn't count.
You're a cheater.
I'm a cheater.
You're a cheater.
All right. Well, I guess that makes me a cheater then. Okay.
You know what?
Fine.
You and Tatis Jr.
But
same
I'm
guy.
Still undefeated in RBI.
Same guy.
But I'm still undefeated.
All right. We have more Covino and Rich. In for the Odd Couple. It's a funky flashback Friday. And I got to tell you guys about AutoZone. Can we talk about AutoZone?
Get in the zone.
AutoZone. It has free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Get the job done. Just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
That's where you say AutoZone.
AutoZone.
More Covino and Rich next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top 5 draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich in for the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Tell me about it, stud. Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John.
I know. You see Travolta's tribute on social media earlier this week?
Yeah, sad. Sad stuff. Sandy!
Classic. Hey!
That's Rich Davis. I'm Steve Covino.
Crazy story broke moments ago here on Fox Sports Radio. We talked about Fernando Tatis Jr., 80-game suspension.
It's a lot of games.
There's a lot of games, and we're taking your feedback right now. 877-99 on Fox. But before we do, I want to go to Alex. Tyshirt, you had an observation, not an observation, a theory on why not just let these guys do it?
So there's so many things here, right? So baseball always touts itself as like being the sacred sport. We will not touch it. We will not disdain it. Yet robots are coming out to umpire soon, right? Yeah. So they have this stigma of like steroids, these drugs. We can't taint these athletes. Bro, they're athletes. Let them take whatever, anything they want. Let them supercharge themselves. I want to see the baseball fly to the other field across the freaking state. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why they're limiting players. If they sign up to be a professional athlete, why limit them? If they're gladiators, you can't throw them in a ring and be like, no swords this time, just axes.
If you're telling me the only reason the answer is no is they're role models to kids,
that's
not good enough of an answer for
me. No!
I guess the reality is, I told you off the air, if there was a drug where you said, take this and you'll be the greatest radio TV host, I would take it and not think twice about it.
I'm just saying.
My moral standards for this stuff, I'm not judging Tatis. Like I said, we've all done dumb things, but I'm one of those people that believe Bonds, Clemens, all these guys should be in the Hall of Fame. And listen, I know it's against the rules. You got to follow the rules, but why is it even a rule?
But don't you evolve, though, as time goes on?
We all do. We all do.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it. I'm on Sirius XM. I'm on some of the music channels.
And so am I.
What is it, a contest?
Who's bigger?
Just let people know.
No one cares about you. I'm telling a story.
I don't know. I feel like you were bragging about it a little bit.
I'm on the 2000s channel. And the other day I played Afro Man, because I got high. And I'm thinking, when that song... Now, when this song came out 20 years ago, you couldn't smoke weed anywhere in the country legally. Now... fast forward 20 years later, legal in I think almost 40 of the states.
I'm smoking now.
Boom. And then I got high. So people evolve, things change. I'm not saying everyone should be juicing tomorrow, but I wonder if it will change. And 80 games is a lot, but it's a message. 80 games is a message.
We have an official statement from the San Diego Padres.
Oh, oopsie daisy.
They said,
is this the statement?
Whoopsie. They quoted Tommy Lee from earlier this week. I don't know if you guys saw, but we saw a lot of Tommy Lee.
I know.
From Motley Crue on Instagram.
Have
he
we
said,
seen enough
whoopsie
of that guy
doodle.
Yeah, doodle.
Here's the official statement. And we're going to go to your phone calls, too.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis out 80 games, performance-enhancing drugs. Big letdown for baseball, especially for the Padres fans. 877-99 on Fox. I'm having an old guy moment here because the print is so little. I have to zoom it in. I'm not even kidding you. Yeah, I know. I know.
If you start turning your flashlight on at a restaurant, our friendship's over. I can't see the menu.
We were surprised and extremely disappointed to learn today that Fernando Tatis Jr. tested positive for performance-enhancing substance in violation of Major League Baseball's joint prevention and treatment program and subsequently received an 80-game suspension without pay. We fully support the program and are hopeful that Fernando will learn from this experience.
Fernando.
That's a statement from the San Diego Padres. Padres.com, media information, off the press here on Fox Sports Radio.
Tatis Jr.'s got to get one of those, what is it, the Weibo? Those fake junk that people would bring into the bathroom and fill with someone else's urine?
Yeah.
Needs one of those. All right, let's go to Brandon in California. You're on with Covino and Rich, filling in for the Odd Couple today. What's up? Brandon.
Yo, what up, B? in California.
Brandon.
Oh, man, what happened?
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
You know what? I saw the notes. He said he loves it. There's going to be two types of people with this story as it develops, and we're hoping to get more information for you before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, there's
people.
Because
we haven't heard his side of it, and not that it changes the fact that he cheated, but maybe he really didn't know. Because what are you thinking in that moment, right? Like, what are you thinking? You know what you did, or don't you? You think that he would know everything he's putting into his body, but maybe it's just so much that we can't even understand. So I'm curious to hear what he has to say about it. But there's going to be people that are like, oh, man, this is bad for baseball. Well, and then there's people that are excited because they're like, ah,
he's
good
out.
For him.
Yeah.
He's out.
You know, any updates, we'll keep you abreast. In the meantime, there's other things to get to. Well, yo, Alex, real quick, Tysha, because you had a stance on why not just let him do it. I agree with you. How do we feel when you compare this type of cheating to the Astros? Who,
I was just saying this.
Because I was going to say, do we have a level of cheating in your mind, or is cheating just, you know?
It should be more so like accepted by all. So, for example, what the Astros did, nobody knew but them, and they did it to get a step above, knowing that they shouldn't do it because it was an advantage that was actually deception. It was like a kind of lacking side that it's like, it's not going to benefit others if they do it. It's like something like deflating a football, you know? It's like, okay. It only gets you. So, for my take, it's like, just do something that just doesn't have this ability to bring players back. Just let it be used. If they want to, cool. If not, just know it's available.
Okay.
Think about this, though. Fox Sports Nation, cheating's cheating, right? If it's going against the rules,
unless
no matter
your socks
what
are on.
Unless your socks are on.
Unless your socks are on. But cheating is cheating. And
Tatis Jr. actually, in his statement, he said he had his socks. I had my socks and stirrups on.
Oh.
So he thought he was fine.
Well,
he's holding a picture of bad meat with socks on.
Yeah, what's going on here?
You know what's interesting about it, though? Again, there's a lot of people out there that think they're competitive. Right?
Yeah.
But you have to imagine how much more competitive the professional athlete is that they're willing to take these risks and go these lengths to get that edge. And then it makes you think about, like you, Rich, you claim to be an ultra competitive guy. Yeah. Do you really go the extra mile to be the best and to get that edge in what you do? There's so many people out there that claim to be so competitive. Yeah, man, I play pickleball on the weekends. I'm really competitive.
How competitive are you?
But are you really that competitive?
Maybe not that competitive.
When you hear professional athletes who are already the best going these lengths to get the edge, it's amazing. And it makes me think I'm not trying hard enough. Honestly, I'm like, well, what am I doing to be the best? These guys are risking their careers, 80 games, their reputations, money. He's not getting paid.
You should start juicing, is my thought.
If there was, think about it. You know, those that are quick to judge.
Would you?
If something gave you the edge at the office or the workplace or the warehouse or over the road, wherever you are right now, in the studio, would you do it? Because everyone's going to say, oh, man, shame on him.
Well,
until we hear the details.
There you go.
Have some other obvious observations, because the Field of Dreams game, speaking of baseball, the Field of Dreams game was last night. It was just yesterday, right? So you're thinking yesterday's news, but not if you live on social media, because a lot of that stuff is still trending and we're seeing these videos over and over again. So I have a few obvious observations, as we call it, some observations from the Field of Dreams game. And I do want to know what you thought about it. The collective you hanging out with us, Covino and Rich, in for the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. Now,
I have two observations.
Some of you might not know that the Cubs won over the Reds 4-2. Some of you might not know that the Cubs played the Reds. Because to me, I don't think the hype was the same as last year's game.
Again, first time's always going to...
It was the first time. It was the Yankees and the White Sox. I get all that. But I didn't feel the hype this year. But I'm sure if you were there, it was still magical, still wonderful. Our boy Kevin Burkhardt still did a great job. It's cool to see A-Rod. It's cool to see the players coming out of the cornfield. I know Iowa is like heaven. I get all that. But the hype wasn't the same as a spectator on television, right?
You think Iowa Sam, the producer here, takes pride in that?
Like, he does. He tweeted about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he was there last year.
So I have three observations.
I'm curious if they're
the same as you.
All right.
Number one, you could see that the players, grown men, still get very excited about this. It's only the second year, but everyone seemed pretty pumped to be there.
Well, as they say, Rich, it's a father-son movie, and it's a father-son game.
My second observation.
It's a magical movie. So yeah, it's nice. Look, they're doing something different. It's good for the game. Like I said, the hype just wasn't the same. Maybe it's the teams. No one cares about the Cubs or the Reds right now.
Joey Votto
mm-hmm.
is a national treasure. The guy is likable when he's mic'd up, how he is with fans and kids.
Nicolas Cage style?
And
who, where, why?
Why is Nick Cage looking for Joey Votto? Because he's a national treasure.
Yeah.
The guy's awesome.
He's great.
I think as far as one of the most likable dudes in all of sports, you got to put Joey Votto, I mean, somewhere in the top tier of that list.
What you're trying to say is he's a Votto loco forever?
He's a Votto loco. Joey Votto is so likable.
Such a badass Votto.
Such a good dude. And it was cool to see him mic'd up during the game talking about what this game would have meant for his father, who he played catch with every day.
See, now you're tugging at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
That's why people love this. All right. I have another little baby observation. I kind of alluded to it before, but I wrote it down, so I have to read it. Just doesn't have the juice without the Yankees. I think the Yankees got to play in that game every year. I'm a Yankees fan, and I was excited about it last year. So I just think you need like bigger teams. You had historical teams, I get it, but didn't have the same juice. Now,
that's so jaded.
That's fine. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm allowed to be.
You think the Yankees should be in it every year?
Yes, that's my my mild take of the day. The Harry Carey hologram.
That sounds like a dirty hot dog water take of the day.
The Harry Carey hologram.
That's the word. Yankees should be in it every year.
This goes against.
I would hate it.
What Tyshirt was alluding to before.
Yeah.
About how we put so much emphasis on the
wrong syllable.
Storied stats of baseball, yet we have hologram Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, right? It's like you want to advance the game, but you want to keep all these stats intact,
mm-hmm.
and you want to say no to PEDs, which for all we know might be just like a high-level supplement. Like, I don't know how powerful these things are. I don't know that. But the Harry Carey thing I think is cool,
mm-hmm.
but there's so many people online, and it's probably like old-school people who are like, I don't like it.
Who cares what they think?
Yeah, there's
gonna
some
die
weird,
soon anyway.
But that's wrong, and that's also what social media is squabbling about. I'm not lying.
I'm 97. I hate it. Yeah, enjoy while you're here.
Social media, I mean, it's divided on everything.
I remember when Harry Carey was a baby.
But there's a lot of people like, it's just wrong.
Yeah,
for as many people are like, that's awesome. There's like people like, that just rubs me the wrong way. And then my last observation, I'm going to save because we have late breaking news.
All right, let's go to our update with Steve DeSager. What's up, buddy?
Hello, Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres was suspended 80 games after he tested positive for a performance enhancer. The Players Association has just released a statement on behalf of Tatis Jr. where he says, I've been informed that a test sample I submitted returned a positive test for Clostebol, a banned substance. He says, it turns out that I inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworm that contained this, and I should have used the resources available to me in order to ensure that no banned substances were in what I took.
Whoa. So he's saying ringworm?
He's saying whatever he took contained this substance.
So I'm not saying he's denying it,
which
to
makes
Sager,
the
but
story
what I'm
even
saying
more
is,
ridiculous.
Now the story
though.
Is like, oh man, so this guy. If we're going to believe him, which, you know, it's nice to believe someone, innocent until proven guilty.
It just makes him twice a complete failure to his team this year.
I know.
Once
it's
with
like,
the injury and now with this, because you're a union member, take advantage of that.
Yeah.
You
Steve,
go to them before you take anything.
But there's two ways to look
like
at it,
it's like a clearance.
It's like you got to be smarter than that, right? You're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
You have responsibility. You got to ask questions before you put things into your body, right? You
when
know
you
you're going to be tested
for a living, yeah.
But yeah, especially when you're getting tested for a living. But if that's really the case, like, wah, wah. Like, how do Padres fans feel
oh
about
God.
That? Because you know you're going to get a flip side of people thinking, yeah, but he had ringworm.
Hey. If you get tested at your job for, I don't know, smoking weed, guess what you're probably not going to do? Smoke weed. If you get tested for drug, you have to play by the rules no matter how little or
but
big they
he
are.
He wasn't taking necessarily performance-enhancing drugs
but Covino, if you're
to
taking,
be better at baseball.
If you're taking
he
drugs,
took something that could help with his ringworm that contained something that tested positive.
By the
That's
way,
his claim.
Don't Google image ringworm. Back to you, DeSager.
And so you, as a union member, you go to your union first because I'm guessing there's not just one drug on planet Earth to treat a skin condition.
Exactly, yeah.
So he says, I want to apologize. I have taken countless drug tests throughout my pro career. I would never do anything to cheat. I'm completely devastated. I look forward to rejoining my teammates on the field in 2023.
Steve, thanks for that update, but there's always the truth and the spin. Is he just giving us the spin right there?
No, we don't know. We'll never know.
It is his immediate explanation.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Man, it really is a funky Flashback Friday. Odd Couple, Covino and Rich filling in.
Hold on. Baby oil.
Do you know who sings this, Covino? I think I might. Is this Tavares? Am I right about that?
Bunny. Bam.
Ron Parker would be proud.
I was going to say that.
I ain't paying for that.
Covino and Rich in for the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. The weekend is here. It's Friday night and the weekend's here. I need to unwind. The party's right here. On Fox Sports Radio, CNR and FSR.
Now, we talked about Fernando Tatis Jr. Yeah, if you don't know and you're learning now, 80-game suspension, PED use. Maybe we'll get to that later if there's updates. Deshaun Watson, we'll talk about him. There's football going on. There's baseball going on. I have two dumb observations I want to throw by you.
That's a little redundant. You don't have to say that.
Okay.
Two observations.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Does anyone get, this happens to my wife every time, and I can't explain it. Does anyone get car wash anxiety? My wife panics every time she goes to the car wash, like as she's pulling in, like, is the tire right? Oh, she's like checking the windows. Like, I feel like she is in complete panic mode.
I mean, there's always that moment of confusion to when do I
put it in neutral?
But there's no anxiety.
Chill.
No, I get anxiety when, you know, my car starts to shake and I'm on the highway and I'm going a little too fast and there's semi-trucks flying by.
Well, there should be no trucks flying by you. That means you're going too slow.
No. That's when I get anxiety.
Well, car wash anxiety.
No.
Apparently it's a real thing.
Okay.
People are hitting me up saying, she's not alone.
Okay.
Is my tire in the groove? Should I put it in neutral? Is it fair to get a whole family worth of free samples at Auntie Anne's or Wetzel's Pretzels at the mall?
Is it fair? No.
Well, I walk past the guy.
One for everybody.
I was like, you know what? If my kids get a sample, I get a sample, and my wife does. We just took I think that's enough. I don't even need a pretzel anymore.
Just a little taste?
A little taste.
I mean, I can't say much because I'm the guy that brings a fake mustache around the second time just so they don't recognize me. You know?
And do you really have shame with free samples? If you're at Costco or the mall,
I don't at all.
I'm like, yeah, give me another one, kid.
I'm always
circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
And you know what, Alex? Who's usually handing out the samples? Some high school kid. You're going to feel embarrassed? I'm a 40-year-old man.
Excuse me, sir. I already gave you one.
I want some more. I don't care, Costco boy.
I always make it funny. I'm like, I'm not sure if that first one is enough to buy. Let me try one more.
Yeah,
all right, for sure.
We'll get another taste of that dip
Take five.
Costco guy.
I love free samples, man. I just put that in my bio. Steve Covino, the guy who loves free samples. You see him at Trader Joe's getting multiple samples.
Start a restaurant and call it Samples.
Yeah. Samples.
You could sample anything
even
you want.
Even smaller than little tapas. Like literally, just like a bite, a dollar.
I'll tell you what, whoever I'm with usually eye rolls because I'm shameless when it comes to it. You know, like my girlfriend will be like, oh my God, you're so embarrassing. I'm like, what?
Yo, can I get another Swedish meatball?
Yeah.
Sir, you've had seven.
Yeah, you know how much money you're spending at Costco? You can get a few samples. So I have a few last observations about the Field of Dreams game. But if you want to talk about car wash anxiety or samples,
feel free.
Here to have fun. It's a Fox Sports Fun Day Friday. What do they call it, though? Flashback? Funky?
It's a funky Flashback Friday.
Funky. I love that, though. Again, Covino and Rich. Now, again, the Field of Dreams game was yesterday, but it's still all over social media. And my biggest takeaway, we talked about Harry Caray. We talked about how the game just didn't have the same juice as it had last year. And when I say juice, I don't mean anything to do with Fernando Tatis Jr.
Sorry.
But it was wonderful to see Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. come out and reenact the famous scene with the late, great Ray Liotta and Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
The have a catch moment with your dad that gets you all welled up like Puss in Boots. It makes you want to cry. But I can't tell you how hard the ball was dropped, pun intended, when Ken Griffey Jr. throws to his dad on this big stage in this beautiful moment, and Ken Griffey Sr. doesn't catch the ball. I know it's like, oh, who cares? It was still a wonderful moment. For me, I'm like embarrassed by it because I so badly wanted Ken Griffey Sr. to catch the ball.
You know,
I feel like it was ruined and I'm like upset by that. And I don't know if everybody noticed it, but it happened.
You know what happened?
What happened? I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. laughed it off and it was a cute moment, but it's still embarrassing.
You know what they got?
And I'm not hating. I'm just sad for the moment.
You know when someone does a wedding speech, like let's say dad or grandma or someone grabs the mic and it's terrible, but you give them the sympathy, like respect. I think the media, the sports media gave Ken Griffey Sr. like almost like a lifetime achievement sympathy award where no one was going to make fun of him because he's Ken Griffey Sr. But he did drop.
He dropped it.
They get out there. It's a beautiful moment. He tosses the ball. Griffey Jr. tosses the ball to Griffey Sr.
I mean, I just looked him up. He's 72, but he's a former pro. You know he's capable of catching the baseball.
But hey, free pass because he's a Griffey, right? All right, more Covino and Rich next for the Odd Couple. Hang tight.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.